Okay, moving onwards. We're on Gimel Ahmed Aleph on the Gufa. Okay, just to find it here. So it's just past halfway down, Gufa. So we're going to bring a Braisa now with three machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva in the same vein. V'kinei es ishtoi. A person does kinei to his wife. So Rishus, that's Rishus. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Kiva Omer, choiva. It's a choiva, right? It's a mitzvah to do. Now, a similar thing, yeah, lo yitama. He can be, on her behalf, he can become tamei. So this is talking about a kohen, and one of his relatives died, and specifically he's talking about his sister. So he's allowed to get tamei for her, even though a kohen's normally not allowed to get tamei, but for the sake of a relative, he can. So, Rishus, the Rabbi Shmuel says he's allowed to. He doesn't have to, but he's allowed to. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Choiva. No, he's obligated to look after his deceased sister. Okay, now, third machlokes, Le'olam Bohem Ta'avodu. You should always work with them. So this is talking about an Eved Kenani. So an Eved Kenani is under the servitude of a Jew, and he's not allowed to free him, right? Well, we'll see, right? So, or maybe not. So Rishus, Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says it's optional. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, choiva. It's a choiva. You're never allowed to free him. You got to keep him in the family, and you give it over to your kids. After you're not supposed to free them. Unless it's under extenuating circumstances. If you need a minion, there's a story in the Gemara where someone needed a minion and they only had 9 people, so they freed an Ebekanani to make it up to 10. So for certain things, right, or in Chagiga we saw, if someone's a Chetzi Ben Chorin and a Chetzi Eved and he's basically stuck, then you can free him as well. Now, Amaleira Papa Labaye. So that was the end of the Braisa. Now, comments. So it says Rav Papa says to Abaye, the Imri La, Rav Misharshia. Some people say it was Rav Misharshia, Larova. Lema, suggests, so a lema is always a suggestion and we're going to shoot it down. Yeah. Rebbe Yishmoel, the Rebbe Akiva, Bechol HaTorah Kula. In all of the Torah, Hachi Pligli. Thus leading the argue. We seem to be seeing a pattern over here, right? The Rebbe Yishmoel says it's a Rishus, and Rebbe Akiva seems to say it's a Choiva. Demar Amar Rishus, that Rabbi Shmuel says it's Rishus. Amar Amar Choiva, Rabbi Akiva says it's a Choiva. Okay, sounds good. So let's look at Rashi over here. It's about halfway down the page, a little bit less. Bechol is different masculine. Bechol HaTorah. Bechol Asay Shabbatorah. In every Asay Shabbatorah, people found it. Mm-hmm. Just less than halfway down, about halfway down. It's in all. As is Dibra Maschil B'chol HaTorah. B'chol Asay Shabbatorah. Im Kain, if that is the case though, Ein Lecha Asay, there's no positive commandment, L'Rebbe Shmuel, Choiva, that's going to be obligatory. Basically, all Asays are like optional. So that seems a bit strange, right? So Rav Papa had an issue with that. So let's go back to the Gemara. So Abaye or Rava said, whoever, right? Amalei, hacha b'kroi pligi. No, the hacha b'kroi means, base the prefix, kroi means with pesukim. We're arguing about these specific pesukim in these three cases. I mean, it's not a general rule, yeah, that basically every assay according to Rishmael is optional. No, in these pesukim over here, they're going to argue pligi. Okay, so now, we're going to have a break and we're going to explain why in these three particular cases, yeah, that they argue. But generally speaking, Rabbi Yishmael would agree that when it says in the Torah you should do something, you must do it. Because it's an assay, right? Now, just the structure of this is going to be the same. So it's like this. Basically, all these three cases we mentioned, right? We mentioned Kinui. Then we mentioned, what was the next one? Tumor, you shouldn't be tummy, right, but the tumor. And the third one was, freeing an Ebed. So basically, what's going to be is all of these things, on first glance, you would think would be prohibited, right? Prohibited when there's an issue, and then there's going to come along Rabbi Shmuel, and he's going to bring a posuk, and it's going to make it permissible, but not a mitzvah. Then Rabbi Akiva is basically going to have an additional posuk that's going to bump it up from permissible to a mitzvah. And then Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with Rabbi Akiva's second posuk? And it'll tell us basically. So that's the same. So we're going to say it should be osur. We've got a posuk that's saying it's permissible, and Rabbi Akiva's got an additional posuk to say it's a mitzvah.
It's a chovah.
Yeah. Rabbi Akiva's going to say it's another posuk.
Whether it's
chovah or not. No, Rosh Hashanah is optional. I mean, it's an optional mitzvah. I hear what you're saying, Prime. That's a good point you're saying. Yes. Okay. Now, so first one. So this is a quote of the Brisa. V'kini es ishtoi, he should do kini to his wife, Rishus. Okay. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva oima choiva. And Rabbi Akiva says it's a choiva. So my timer de Rabbi Yishmoel. What is the reason of Rabbi Yishmoel? Sovala, he holds ki ha tana. Like the following Tana, the Tanya, that we have a Brisa, so there's a Brisa now. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Kalape, I'm just translating this as since Sha'omra Torah, since the Torah said the following, Lo Sisna Esochicha Bilvavecha, you should not hate your brother in your heart, meaning it's a prohibition to hate Jews. Okay. Yochol Kagonzu, I may think also this with a sota. He can't hate his wayward wife. So therefore he can't, right? Tamadoima va'ova alav ruach kina, and it should come upon him this ruach kina, the kine, and he should do kinui as ishtoi. So that makes it according to into a rishus.
Wait, we might have thought that.
You may have thought it says you shouldn't hate your brother. So therefore you may think that would prohibit you from doing sota to create anger, you know, let's say with your wife. Comes along the Torah and says, no, you do it. So that's Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Akiva, kinui achrina kasiv. But Rabbi Akiva has an extra kinui that is written, basically it says v'kine twice. If you look in the Pesukim over here, it's the one we looked at earlier on the Dalad. Right, but it's the last pasuk over there. I'm just going to read the last pasuk. Right, there's actually three pasukim over there in that dalad. On the last bit, it's probably about like five, six lines down from the bottom of that column. It says va'over alav ruachina. We're familiar with this pasuk. V'kine, and he should do kinui to his es ishtoi. V'hi nitmar, and in the event she is tamei. Or over alav ruach, it will come on ruach. V'kine. Kina, sorry, v'kine, so it says v'kine a second time, as ishtoi, v'hilo nitmar, and she's not tomei. Basically it says, he does kinui and she's tomei, or she says he does kinui and she's tomei. She's not tomei. Okay. So now, v'rebi shmoyel, back to the Gemara, v'rebi shmoyel, no, just read that. Rebi Akiva kinui achmini kasiv. Rebi Akiva has an extra kina, so that bumps it up now to a choiva. Now, the Rebbe Yishmael, what's he going to tell you? I did sins the boy limichtav because it wanted to write the he nitma'a, yeah, and also the he lo nitma'a, being the flip sides. He's doing kinui and she's tomei, and he's going to do kinui and she's not tomei. And there's a whole lot. There's a reason which we're going to see Blessed Hashem later in the Gemara in a while. Yeah, why he needed to write both of those. So Ksiv Nami also wrote, yeah, the kinui es ishtoi, and. Okay, why? Because this is a rule. L'diktana debei Rabbi Shmuel, because there's the brisa of the house of Rabbi Shmuel, the tana debei Rabbi Shmuel that they taught, kol parsha, shne'emra, every parsha in the Torah that's said, v'nishneis, and then said a second time, I mean, it's a repeat in the Torah. You got a repeat in the Torah. Lo nishneis, it was only repeated, Ella Bishvil Dova Shinishadesh Ba. It was only repeated for a Dova, one thing, yeah, that was a Chiddush Ba in it. Meaning, you can have a whole parsha in the Torah which has already been said, and then you'll bring it, the Torah will bring it again, and it'll just add one new point, and because you added that new point, you repeat the whole thing. Right? So basically you have a parsha, and this is this case over here. We already said Vikine es ishto, right? And it wasn't necessary to say it again. Yeah, but since we wanted to say Vahi lo nitma'a, and she was not Tomei, so we put in again, we repeated the Vikine es ishto, and he does Kinui. So basically, okay. Okay, now, next one. This is a short one, and then we're not going to do the third one. We're going to do the second one, but not the third. Yeah? La yitama. Right, so this is a quote of the Braisa again. Right, we go. So this is the second one. Okay, Rishus, that's Rishus. So this is again, it's a Kohen, is able according to get to be Tami himself for the sake of his deceased sister. Divri Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Choiva. It's an obligation. So now, it says the same thing. My timer to Rabbi Shmuel. What is the reason of Rabbi Shmuel? I did receive, since this is written, right, so this is Parshas Emor, talking about Tuma, Emor El Kohanim, you should speak to the Kohanim, Bnei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, V'amartu Aleihem, and you should say to them, L'nefesh lo yitama, to a nefesh means who's now not a nefesh, who's died, lo yitama, but Amab, he should not become Tomei in his nations, Kohanim, should not become Tommy. So it says, so you would think now, so it's Tzricha L'michtab, so therefore you need to say, like a special disposition, La Yitama. For his sister, he can become Tommy. So now that tells you that he may become Tommy. Okay? And now, the Rebbe Akiva, so what's he going to do? He's going to bring another pasuk, right? Or he's going to say there's another, right? He learns it, mem is a prefix, and then we're going to quote, ki im l'she'i roi. Right, so ki im l'she'i roi means, is in the pesukim over there, means like only for his relatives. L'she'i roi means for his relatives. Because it has a list, right? His father, his mother, there's a list of the relatives over there, and the general rule over there is for relatives. So relatives, it can become Tommy. Right, so seeing as it says for relatives, you can become Tommy, and in the Torah, it mentions his sister. So it's quite obvious that he can get Tommy for his sister, right? Because she's one of the list, right? So Nafka. So he learns that already, that it would be permissible, meaning to get Tommy for his sister. So Lot Yitama, now it's saying, so the Lot Yitama that Rabbi Yishmael used to tell you that it was permissible, yeah, Lamali. Why do I need that? It's extra. So Ella, it's coming to teach me L'choiva. It's coming to teach me that it's a choiva. Now, and this, we do the same thing back now of Rabbi Shmuel, La Yitama. Oh, right. So basically, so what does Rabbi Shmuel? Yeah, why can't he make that drasha? Because he's basically going to use it for something else. It says La. That's from the pasuk Mitama. He can get Tommy for her. We're on the bottom of Gimel, Amud Aleph. He can get Tommy for her. The Ein Mitama, but he's not allowed to get Tommy La'Evereha for her limbs. Let's say she was not whole. She was eaten by a lion, and only half of us there. So the rule is a Kohen is not allowed to become Tomei for half a sister, or for a limb of a sister. That's just a rule. Okay. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel can't use that pasuk, the law. Ah, the Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva would say to you, in Kain, if it's true, yeah, what you're saying, lichtoi brachmona, law. The Torah should have said just the word law, velishtoik, and not say any more, right? Yitama, the word of yitama, lamali. Why do we need that? It's an extra, meaning law means her in her entirety, yeah? And it's also clear that there's a tumor over here. We're talking about for law, for her, you can get Tommy. So why did this extra word of Yitame? It's extra.
Well, I'm sorry. If we didn't have the word Yitame...
Well, that's what it's talking about. It's talking about, and you can get Tommy for these people. If you look at the Pesukim, that's the whole context. You may get Tommy for these people. So why does it have to go again and say Yitama?
Okay, that
pasuk
actually doesn't have any word.
Yeah, but if you look at the set before that, yeah.
Continuation.
It's a continuation of the previous pasuk, yeah. So you see over there, it says, so Yitama Lamali, Shema Minah. So it's coming to say, you should, Yitama. It's To make it into a choiva, it's bumping it up to a choiva. Ah, what's Rabbi Shmuel going to say? Well, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say the same thing he said before. Yeah, I did the cost of law. As soon as it wrote law, coming to tell you that you can only become tummy for her in her entirety, but not for her limbs. So cost of nami yitoma, because you are also yitoma, because the rule legatani the baby Shmuel, the tana baby Shmuel. Call Parsha Shunemra, any Parsha that was said, the Nishnes and double was repeated. Lo Nishnes, it was only repeated, meaning it's extra. Ella Bishvil Dava Shinishchadish Ba. Only for the sake of that halacha, that one halacha. So you can have a repeat of like a whole chapter for the sake of one halacha. So therefore, it was just a repeat. It's not to be made a drasha with. Therefore, it stays at Rishus.